Hey, get ready for another Outside the Box. Today's topic is social preferences. In an Outside the Box a few weeks ago, I talked about so-called bad choices. They're not really bad, but instead the best choices we can make given the limitations of our situation. We also make choices all the time. They're not necessarily good or bad, just what I would call our social preferences. For example, who do we hang out with? Our family and relatives, even if we don't share much in common? People nearly our own age, or those who are younger or older? Someone with the same skin color or ethnic background, or that we share some other trait in common with, like being LGBTQIA or having a disability? We make choices every day. Sandwiches for lunch or soup? This dark shirt or a light one? What's on WERU or some other radio station? Reply to an email now or wait a day? I try to mix up my preferences or try something different on at least an occasional basis. Instead of music, which is what usually attracts me, how about art, or film, or theater, or music I don't usually listen to? Well, that's me, but how about you? Are you sure about all the things you believe in, or do you have doubts that need to be challenged, like who to vote for, or whether to vote at all, or why, or whether our government is necessary? For relationships, you hang out with someone much younger or older for a change. Develop a friendship with someone new if you have space in your life. If you have a significant other, try doing something you've never done before if the other person is game. When you are buying something, make it something you don't usually buy if you can afford it. Off-brand instead of name brand. Or don't buy, and instead save the money you would have spent. Figure out how to recycle an item or get it secondhand instead of buying new. Switch from a bank to a credit union. Go to a different retailer. And changing your lifestyle. Celebrate Juneteenth instead of the 4th of July, or the winter solstice instead of Christmas. Go on vacation to somewhere new and different. If you like cities, try rural. Or the reverse. Stop listening to Outside the Box. Or listen every week. Grow flowers where you used to grow vegetables, or vice versa. Try a recipe for a meal you've never done before. Eat dessert first and soup or salad last. Try a different morning exercise or breakfast routine from whatever you usually do. Stop taking pills you normally take to see if you're better or worse. Take someone else's advice at least once a day. Live for today instead of tomorrow, or vice versa. Then there are the little things. Change the photo on your computer screen. List some names in reverse alphabetical order. Give yourself a nickname just for a day. Try a different station on the radio, or a different kind of music if you're driving or riding in a vehicle. Put what you normally carry in one pocket in a different one. This one can be scary if you forgot you did that. The bottom line here, pick some different social preferences and see how those work out. Try something different, not the preferences you've practiced in the past. Skip the norm, pick the abnorm. We often don't realize we have social preferences. It's just part of who we are. But these are choices too, and they can change. We can change them. What are your social preferences? Are there some you want to change? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to change my social preferences a little bit, whenever possible.